a two-time Grey Cup winner, three-time CFL All-Star, and the current team president for the Calgary Stampeders, Jay McNeil stopped in town for a special presentation for the Cochrane Rotary Club at the Cochrane Legion on March 11. McNeil spent an hour speaking to a crowd of eager listeners as he shared his journey in the football world, and what the future of Stamps football looks like for the next season. He shared how his journey first started in London, Ontario, and later led to scholarship opportunities in the U.S. after overcoming an injury. He spoke more about the end of his varsity football run and how it eventually led to a spot on the Stampeders. "I woke up and my picture was on the front of the Calgary Herald," he said. "There was an article about the spicy young offensive lineman. So, in one practice, I showed them I wasn't going to take any SH*T, and I got noticed." From there, McNeil illustrated what it was like to train, while describing the uncertainty he was feeling at the time. This all ultimately paved the path to his 14-year career, which him play in 4 Grey Cups and win 2, become a 6-time Western All-Star, and 3-time League All-Star. He was also the named the Western Division Lineman of the Year, and won the Stamps President's Ring Award twice. "I was captain at the end of it, and now here I am as president, and I don't say that because I'm like, hey, look at me. I'm saying that because if I took the easy way out at any of those times in my football career, none of this happens," he said. "To be a champion," McNeil said, "it takes hard work, perseverance, teamwork, leadership, and passion. Commit to the 5, and you can do anything you want," he said. "That's why I love the game of football. Because football teaches you more about life than any other sport on earth." In terms of 2025 for the Stampeders, McNeil said their previous 5-12 season was unacceptable and assured the audience that changes are coming for the team. "To give you the hard truth, since 2015, we've lost 40% of our season ticket holders," he said. "Partnerships or sponsorships, similar type trends. We've got to do things differently. First and foremost, their goal is to win the Grey Cup. This will be done through a game-changing defensive line, a new receiver, and additional work by the Stampeders' general manager, head coach, and personnel staff. We also have the first pick in the CFL draft, and that is a massive advantage, and we're going to take advantage of that," he said. A new addition for the Stampeders this year will also tie in with the greatest outdoor show on earth, with a special game on July 3. "On Sneaky Peak night, we're going to host Winnipeg, and it's called the Stampede Bowl," he explained. He adds that more surprises are planned, but will be announced at a later date. In November, it was announced that Calgary would host the 113th Grey Cup in 2026. McNeil said that the Stampeders look forward to seeing what this will bring to Calgary and surrounding communities. 2025 marks the 80th anniversary for the Stampeders, and he shared that they are making a difference in several communities. "Last year, our players participated in 337 community appearances, 530 community hours, we worked with 60 charities, 47 amateur football teams, and 68 school visits," he said. "Our players are making a difference in the community. This is Southern Alberta, every single day, that's makes the CFL special, and that's what makes the Calgary Stampeders special. I know it's a bold statement, but I say it everywhere I go, the Calgary Stampeders make Southern Alberta a better place."